the hottest young men in the business. And by hot, I mean they're really doing it and doing it out of sight. Can I persuade you to give it up for the mighty Chalk King?
Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It's Sunday, the 21st of April, 2019. It's Easter weekend. How's it going, Luke?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Enjoying your long weekend?
I am, yeah. I am. What about you?
Good, good. Yeah, I don't have one, but it's okay.
Okay, so Korea don't have Easter?
Nah, no Easter in Korea.
Oh, just, man.
Normal weekend.
Oh, that sucks. Okay. The weather here is fantastic, by the way, and the grapevine is blossoming. anyway, let's get to crypto.
All right, we're going to start this podcast with a new segment, which is Ask a Chump. Mm-hmm. Whereas we'll take it in turns asking each other random general knowledge questions on crypto. And the audience, when you're listening, you can try to answer too. And then we'll see how much knowledge we have. Okay, so I'm going to go first.
Oz, if you're listening, and that's Oz from the Conclave of the New West, I'm sorry, we've stolen the format and we've stolen the sound effects.
Yeah.
So have that.
Carry check on, if he's listening. Okay, so Rob, yes. your task this week, your chump quest, is to name as many crypto coins starting with B in 15 seconds. Your goal is to get more than 10.
All right. Three, goal is to get what? More than 10?
More than 10. 3, 2, okay. 1, go.
Okay. Bitcoin, Binance, BAT, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold, was Bitcoin V or whatever it is? No.
Done.
That's hard.
You got a 7. Not bad. You could have gone with Bitcoin SV, of course. You could have gone with, what else do we have?
SV, here? That's what did I say? V.
Could have gone Bitcoin, BitShares. I wouldn't accept DigiByte. Could have gone Bitum, Bitcoin. Did I say that already?
Why would you accept DigiBite?
I don't know.
Does not start with it. That starts with a D.
Yeah. Okay. What else could you have had? You could have had Banker. So many. Not so many, but more than 10.
All right, well, I want to do one with you now.
Yeah, you can next week. You can. Moving on. So in the audience, anyone from our listeners get more than 10 in 15 seconds, email us or tweet us to tell us how much better you are than Rob.
Yeah. All right.
It was a harsh, too harsh, harsh question.
No, it was actually good.
Okay.
I just feel like I need to think of a really good one now.
Yeah, for next week.
Okay.
Okay, all moving on.
I'm going to give this, so Luco does the biggest winners and losers, just to shake things up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. And I'm going to do it well. Okay, so over the past week, we got the 7-day. You explain what I'm going to do, Luke.
So in the winners and losers segment, we look at the winners and losers, obviously, of the coins over. I can't do it. Damn it! I forgot. What do I say? The biggest winners and biggest losers in terms of price action over the last 7 days.
That's it.
So losers, go first. Do losers first.
Go first with losers. Okay. So. We can do the top three. So Bitcoin SV.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Down 17%, 17.6%. And then there's Nebulous, which is down 18%. And then Alltrain, which is down 25.8%. So obviously I know Bitcoin SV, and one of our news pieces today kind of goes into that. Nebulous, do you know Nebulous, Luke?
No, but I know it's been around for a long time. It's not a new coin,
yeah,
from what I'm aware of.
And then Alltrain,
no idea.
I've never heard of Alltrain.
Yeah.
Okay, so the biggest winners. So Tezos.
Tezos.
Now we did a coin review of Tezos, which actually got quite a lot of it's one of our most listened to episodes, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It was a good part. It was a good episode.
Yeah.
And we were just talking off air, actually. We both liked Tezos as when we looked into it, and I'm pretty sure we both said we were going to invest in some. At the time, Tezos was 40 cents. It's only like a month ago. Mm. Now it's, what, $1.30?
Mm. It is, yeah.
So we missed out.
We did miss out.
We missed out on that, so.
And the only reason why I think that I didn't get it is because it was on Binance, and it wasn't on Binance, sorry, and just felt like it was a bit of a hassle trying to find it elsewhere.
Is 400% a hassle? No.
No, yeah.
Uh-oh.
The next one is...
Win some, lose some.
Yeah, next one is BAT, which is a basic attention token, and that's 39.8%. So that's awesome. And that's at 44 cents at the moment. And then Mona Coin. So I've seen this popping up quite a bit. I actually don't know much about it, but 74.7% in 7 days.
Yeah, it's a good week. Wow.
It's a good
week. Congrats
if
you own Mona Coin. You made some good money.
That's it for the weekly roundup. We don't really know an awful lot about those coins, but the one we do is Tezos, which we're kicking ourselves about. If you want to know, find out more about that, listen to our coin review episode, and we kind of sum up a top line overview of Tezos. So give that a listen. Right, some news.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Satoshi is suing everyone.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, this has been the big news of this week. So Satoshi, it's not the real Satoshi, probably. Although I probably shouldn't say that. He might sue us.
So none of this is factual, by the way, with us. We're reading what we've... Well, when I say factual, we're reading what we've researched. We're just quoting other people, right?
Yes.
We're not saying that he's not Satoshi. I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't think...
I'm not getting sued.
I'm not getting sued. He is. I strongly don't think he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Craig Wright, I think he's Australian. He's claimed for the last 10 years, but last 5 years or so, that he is the creator of Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto. Most don't think he is, and he was very heavily involved in Bitcoin Cash, and then when Bitcoin Cash forked, he is basically the owner and founder of Bitcoin SV. And the last couple of weeks, he's been on a rampage, basically suing anyone who said that he's not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Like, can you do that?
I mean, he's really rich. So, like, he's been around for a long time. So he's made a lot of money from crypto, and I think he was probably pretty rich before that. Anyway, so he's been going around just suing, trying to sue everyone. And he made a mistake of suing a very popular Twitter account called HODLNaut. This account's been around for a long time. It's an anonymous account, and no one knows who it is, but they claimed that, that he wasn't Satoshi. That's what they said. And he made a very public announcement that he was suing them. And this kind of kicked off a big movement on delisting Bitcoin SV, which is his coin, on all the exchanges. So Binance delisted it, Shapeshift, Kraken, other big platforms all started delisting his coins, which obviously made the coin plummet to the weekly low, as we just talked about.
His
actions generated a kind of solidarity campaign towards all the people that he was trying to sue, and like more importantly, a big campaign to delist Bitcoin SV off all the exchanges. One of the loudest voices was actually the CEO of Binance, CZ. We love him. He seems like a nice guy and a purist.
He seems very sweet.
He does, yeah, right. So he remained neutral for a while, but after, you know, after Craig Wright crossed the line, he called, in quotation, a cessation of senseless aggressions. So he called for a cessation of senseless aggressions, which basically means to stop all this aggressions against people, all this, and then otherwise he will delist it. But Craig Wright did not stop, so he got delisted, which was huge, and the coin plummeted. That was last week. However, on Thursday of this week, he went on and sued, in the process of suing a really popular British podcaster called Peter McCormack, and he runs the podcast What Bitcoin Did. So he's accused him of defamation, saying that he's cost Craig Wright millions of dollars by claiming that he's not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah,
and he's seeking £100,000 £130,000 in damages, plus all the costs of legal fees and court fees and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. But what was the name of the guy that
Peter McCormack
trying to be? Yeah, so Peter's been quite funny with it, isn't he?
Yeah, really funny.
So he's been tweeting some awesome stuff. I think I read something like he was like, okay, I could sell my house, my Metallica records, and something. Will that be enough? You know?
I saw a tweet earlier. Maybe we can retweet his letter back to Craig Wright's lawyers. And it was like, based on, your conditions, here are my point of view. Yeah. One, ha ha ha. Two, no. Three, no. Four, no. Five.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny. Yeah. He's not taking it very seriously. Or he is. Maybe he is, but also making a joke of it, trying to raise awareness because, everyone is against Craig Wright. And unless you hold Bitcoin SV, like, you're pretty much against this guy. So.
Oh, it's just a mess, isn't it? Things are getting out of control. It's sort of like, it's kind of against freedom of speech now, isn't it? It's like you can't say anything
about him. Exactly.
He's throwing his weight around.
I mean, since we got into crypto, like, he's been around saying this stuff. And it's been years. And it's just, you know, he could prove it so easily. He could convince everyone by accessing the original wallet and spending one, or, you know, making a transaction with one of the original mined Bitcoins, and people shut up and believe him, but doesn't do it, but claims, and he gives kind of, not false evidence, but, loose evidence kind of. So.
Yeah. So, like, I think one of, Peter's, sort of demands or whatever is saying, okay, I'll pay you that $100,000.
Yeah.
I'll pay you more than $100,000. I'll pay $150,000, but I want that $50,000 back from the original in Bitcoin, from the original from that original block. And as soon as you do that, that's proved it. That's fine. But it's not happening, is it? So
it
just goes to show that it's. I'm not going to say he's a fraud, but he could be a fraud, right?
Could.
I think you all know what we're getting at.
Okay. Before we get sued, let's move on.
Yeah. So I have another piece of news. Rob. I'm going to beat that last bit, actually. I'm going to beat that.
It's a unique.
Remind me to beat it.
It's a little bit of a unique name too. So there's not many Rob in the world.
Yeah. You did it again. I have to beat that again. All right. Okay. Rob ordered the Coinbase card. So for those who listened to our last episode, Luke's brother actually ordered the Coinbase card because he had an email from them and he didn't really know what he'd ordered. I wasn't aware that they were actually giving them out yet. So I was like, okay, awesome. So went on, all you have to do is go on, download their app. You download their app. I think you pay the fee just for the card, or whatever. So it's like came to in British pounds. It was like £6 something. It's like, I think $8 or something. And then that covers the fee for sending it out to you. And then you can essentially spend your crypto with it as a normal debit card. So waiting on that to come. So we're all
keep you guys eagerly anticipating your review of that. I wonder about the fees for normal day transactions. Like, are you able to really spend it on normal day, you know, everyday items? Because the fees were probably more than your normal Visa card.
Yeah. So I think I'll buy food or I'll buy a beer or something with it. And then I'll explain.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
How that works. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good news.
Do you have any news?
Yes.
Okay. Hit me with a headline.
Crypto saves Notre Dame.
Wow, okay.
Kind of.
Oh, no.
Nah, not really. So I actually haven't got this in front of me, but I read a piece yesterday that Binance set up a kind of charity, a fundraising thing for funds to go into the French cathedral that just got burned down. So I like to see crypto do good things in the world. So yeah, it's newsworthy, I believe.
You can imagine Dash running over there
Yeah, these guys. Helping everyone. Good old Dash.
Yeah.
Good Dirty Cash.
Cool. any correspondence?
Yeah, cool.
Week?
We have a good one. Simple, but good. No name, but an email. So I've been watching the crypto charts for a few months, but haven't invested anything yet. Just wondering if you guys think now is a good time to invest.
Okay. I do. I shared these charts.
Not financial advice.
None of this financial advice.
Opinion.
Okay, great. all opinion. So I've been reading doing chart reading a lot more lately. And one person as well to speak to about this stuff is Swiggles. He's been on a couple of times. He's got a TradingView account called Niggle Swiggles. And follow him. He's awesome. And I basically learned chart reading from him. But anyway, I always used to look at the hourly charts or less than that. And then kind of on occasion, I'd go to the 4-hour chart to kind of get a bigger picture. But I thought, right, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to like the monthly chart. And if you this obviously depends on what you're investing in. Did they mention Bitcoin specifically,
no,
or did
crypto.
They just say? Okay, so it's all that's a kind of a very open question. But if you were going to go with Bitcoin being the base to purchase whatever, you have a look at the monthly chart at the moment. So you know the day of speaking is 21st of April 2019. I look at the Bitcoin chart, and over the past. Sorry, if we take that all the way back to last year, no, 2017. So I'm looking at a chart from 1st of August 2017 to today, or the 1st of April, I guess, because we're looking at the month chart. You can see that it all rose really high up in the end of 2017, early 2018. And then it's just been going on this downward incline. So there's just been red candle after red candle after red candle after red candle. But this month, since the 1st of April, it's the first green candle. And to me, that's a sign that it's probably heading up.
Mm, the trend is reversing, right?
Back up.
Long-term trend.
So yeah. So if it follows that same pattern, even if it just, you know, doesn't go higher than it did, but it, you know, it's, if it tries to do that again, then it's a very good time to invest. but not financial advice. And I did the same, and I looked at Monero, because I'm always looking at picking up Monero, and the Monero chart was basically the same thing. So if you want to know if it's a good time that you've never invested in or whatever, switch to like a really long period of charts and have a look and see if you know, if it's like right at the top of a green candle and there's just nothing but like red underneath or whatever, then it might not be the best time. But it's a tricky question when we don't know which coin you're talking about. But if you're looking at Bitcoin, I would buy it now.
I agree.
Again, not financial advice.
I agree. Much better than 2 months ago.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Anything else?
That's the last one. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Shall we leave it for that? Cool. For this week?
So if you have any questions, email us at chumpchange@financer.com or hit us up on Twitter at @ourchumpchange. Let us know if you liked our new segment and if you have any ideas for kind of quick quiz questions, let us know. That would be cool.
Yeah, and we'll quiz each other.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks.
Cheers.
And just a public apology for the Common Clear of the New West. We're really sorry that we have, I'm going to say borrowed the format of the quiz, right? And borrowed the sound effects. It was Luke's idea. Luke, what do you have to say for yourself?
He's my brother. Alex, the co-host is my brother, so I think it's okay.
So, family first, right? Cool. Peace.